Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rena's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Can I tell you something? That big smoke detector is out to get me. Big smoke detector is out to get me. This happened again last night at about 4 in the morning. Beep! 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 Why can't it, Rena, happen at like 10:15 in the morning?
You're not sleeping anyway.
I know.
What does it matter?
It was a bad night's rest. I finally awake. Beep! Beep! Okay, now, do your smoke detector batteries only go out at night, or is big smoke detector just toying with me, just playing with me, just torturing me?
No, I think we know it's the latter.
Thank you.
Big smoke detector has nothing on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Dave. La-dee-da.
I think pretty highly of yourself.
Whoa. Huh? Okay. Hold on a second. So have you removed all the smoke detectors at your house? Is that what's going on?
Yes, that's why they never bother me.
Well, that's one way, Dave, to resolve the issue, right?
Well, you don't even have to remove the smoke detectors, just the batteries. Are you buying the cheap batteries? Is that the problem, Chad?
Yeah, I'm getting – there's a guy who's selling me batteries. You
out
know,
of a trench coat?
Yeah, a trench coat.
I got some
9 corner.
Volts over here. Come on.
Was that battery guy?
Yeah.
It's torturing me. I'm not saying.
Did you take the battery out?
I did, and I put it back in. Okay. I resolved the issue, but just 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, beep, you know, that, okay, I'm awake. I can handle that. Not 2:24 a.m. Are you behind this somehow? Are you controlling the batteries at my place?
I wish I was. I so wish I was behind this, and I was that clever.
I bet you do. How about you, Harrigan? Are you a part of Big Smoke Detector?
I can't comment on that.
no comment. Dave, tell Rena about the Lunchable story that you sent me today.
Well, Lunchables, I think they came out kind of when I was a kid. Because I remember seeing all the commercials and loving. I mean, Mom, come on. Please.
For the folks who aren't familiar with a Lunchable, and I think almost everybody is, but just in case, describe a Lunchable.
It started as, it's a little plastic thing. That yeah. You know, got the, it's cheese, crackers, meat.
Maybe meat. Yeah, maybe a little treat.
Maybe.
Maybe like a little, well, for Adam, might have an Oreo thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
exactly right.
That's his ideal Oreo.
So I begged for them all the time as a kid. Every once in a while, my mom would relent and say, fine, pick one out.
Yeah.
And then upon eating it, I'd realize, yeah, this is kind of garbage. It's not very good.
Right.
But then I'd still beg 2 months later because I'd forget. Well, now the story is even low-income kids who the good people at the Lunchable company. Is it Oscar Mayer? I don't even know.
I think it is.
The Lunchable people have been trying to push their stuff that way, saying, hey, I have a Lunchable kid. Even the low-income kids are saying, we can do better than that.
Yeah. In other words, everybody. We occasionally gave the kids Lunchables. I mean, I think it's a concession, right? If you're going the Lunchable route, you're like, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good chef.
I know I can do better, but today's not the day.
Yeah, the world has collapsed. Big smoke detectors tortured me at night. You know, Dave, here's your Lunchable, you know? And I'm sure they're still popular, right?
Doesn't sound
they
like
are.
It.
My daughter loves them.
Does she?
Yes. We don't let her get them all the time. And normally, they're just not enough food for like an actual lunch. So it's more like a snack when you get home from school kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a fake name, Lunchable. I mean,
yeah, it should be snackable.
If you're a waif model, you know, then it is.
Does she get the standard Lunchable or any of the crazy ones, like Lunchables pizza and things like that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She does love the pizza ones. She does love the pizza ones. Ugh. But, like, the sub sandwich one is just, like, again, like, she's not going to eat the bread. She, whatever chips that come in it, she doesn't like. You know, those ones have the sour gummy worms, and she doesn't like sour gummy worms. So it's like, what did we do this for again?
How much of the Lunchable is she actually eating?
Not a lot. That's why I'm telling you. It's not enough for an actual lunch.
They don't eat it, yeah.
Well, and then, like, the chicken nugget one, like, you have to heat it up. She doesn't have a microwave at school, but she's...
Just rub them between your hands.
Chicken nuggets,
fine.
Like, gross. Yeah. Blow on it.
Hey, here's the deal. Mom's tired. You know, just... Then they're fine. You know, just...
They're fine.
Just a fine. Couple of... Okay. Today is your daughter's at school.
Yes.
Okay. What lunch did your daughter get? Or is she having lunch at school?
She doesn't normally do lunch at school, but every day this week she looked at the menu and she's like, I'm in. Today was pancakes.
Yes.
For lunch.
Yeah, I think pancakes as a lunch school item, fairly commonplace. I think reasonably popular, too.
And always pizza on Friday. Every school, everywhere in the history of time, pizza on Friday.
Yep. Not a great pizza, either.
No.
No. Dave, your girls, today.
Well, the youngest is only half-day preschool, so she always eats lunch at home. But
yeah,
normally she does eat lunch at school because, I mean, it's free. Come on. Am I going to turn down something free?
Guy, yes.
Let's go here. Exactly. Come on. But today, I knew she wouldn't like the lunch because it's orange chicken, and that's the one thing she picks out of the menu and says, yeah, their orange chicken's terrible. So I sent her with a...
Does she like a lot of other orange chicken, or...?
I don't know if the orange chicken might not be her jam.
Rena, orange chicken, if it's...
I'm all in.
I like orange chicken.
Yeah, orange chicken's fine.
Yeah.
So, be perfectly honest... Her behavior today was not so great. So I didn't exactly invest a lot of time and effort in the lunch.
I see.
Peanut butter and jelly, some grapes, some blueberries, a couple pieces of broccoli, which I know she doesn't really like, but that's fine. Have your vegetables.
Hold on a second. So in other words, you're...
Will she eat it?
She'll eat it.
I mean, what this? I mean, I get... I'm all for punishment, the right punishment at certain ages. Sounds like Dave and the family, they withhold food, Rena, if the child is not acting.
Not withhold. You just don't give them their favorites.
Obvious.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I mean, just say, I had filet mignon over here. Instead, you have a Lunchable.
Why don't you just pick off the other kids' plates? That's what you get to do today.
Yeah. I actually probably should have just centered and said orange chicken or nothing.
Wow.
Yes.
We'll put Rena on hold while I call the authorities. More with Rena in moments at CCO.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend from Care 11, Rena Sarginopoulos, is back with us. It's 52 past 12. John Mulaney continues to have success after success after success. Last couple days, named GQ's among the men of the year. That's nice, right? Who wouldn't want that? Life is good. He just hosted SNL. Second child with Olivia Munn. And as he was talking to GQ, and he had a great, was it Netflix? Which one was it, Dave, or about a year and a half ago? The whole thing was about
Netflix.
His battle with drugs and the intervention.
Baby J, it was
Baby
called.
Baby J, that's watch right. It. Super funny. Oh, I mean, just fantastic. Well, in this story, Rena, in GQ, he mentions how Olivia stayed on him regarding the drugs and said 6 months during the pregnancy of their first child, she announced to him, I'm going to randomly drug test you. I am going to randomly drug test you to make sure you are going the right way. What are your thoughts on that?
I guess you got to do what you got to do. I would never judge anybody for how they handle a situation. Perhaps she desperately wants her family to stay together and she wants him to be healthy because she loves him very much and knows that addiction is a very terrible disease and it's hard to kick. And being held accountable is one way that you can fight it off. I don't know. I don't know what you were expecting me to say here, but if that's what they need to do as a family to get through and that's what he needs to do to get past this addiction, then, hey, I'm all for it.
Dave, what do you think?
I mean, you hear about it, and I think your first reaction is kind of recoil. What? She's doing what to her husband? But in thinking about it, I'm on Rena's side. I think it's, you know, it's not a problem he's had just one time.
Mm-mm.
This has been multiple times where
yes.
He's had issues. And, yeah, if he's the father of your children now and you need him around, you need him healthy, and if this is a way to stay on top of it, whether it's to, you know, maintain sobriety or the first, you know, first time he uses, figure it out right then and still until he continues to spiral and spiral and spiral until it's too late, I think I'm okay with it.
Every couple is different. Every circumstance is different. At this point, she probably knows John better than anybody on the planet and knows also what she needs, what she's facing. And I'm not saying every couple should do it, but I'm with you guys. If you feel like this is right, and at this point, she clearly is in love with him. She knows what this has done to him. She wants them to stay together. And if she thinks this will help him and she believes that he isn't going to recoil from this and get angry and somehow get directed back to drugs, then bravo. Right, Rena?
He also has a choice. He's a grown man. He can choose to stay in it with his family and be a sober, contributing individual to his children and to society, or he can choose not to do that. So
right.
We all have choices as adults. I don't have any problem with this at all. I just, again, sometimes we get caught up in getting in other people's business, and I always say there's two kinds of hypocritical people, and those that lack the life experience to empathize, and those people who are just, you know, being hypocrites. So
yep.
Right. I don't know.
I agree. What are you working on right now? Is there anything rather interesting you want to share?
No.
No.
Okay. Nothing.
Nothing.
Just nothingness. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Outside of screwing up my smoke detectors. Okay. I mean, well, that's,
well, you know, girls got to stay busy.
Yeah. That is a big project. Well, congratulations. It's working right now. That is for sure. All right. Have a fabulous day.
You guys too.
Rena Sargentopoulos. It's 12:57. That is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis. Patrick Roycey, next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.